That's right.
Was a song there by Robin Lacey and Dizaiko. Do a big old shout out to Robin Lacey and Joni Lacey and Dizaiko.
I love you like a big loaf corn.
And they were just here, and now they're out of here, and they're turning over the reins to Chris
and Rob.
And together, we're the Chris and Rob
Late Night Talk Show,
aren't we?
Uh-huh.
Hey, listen to the dog. The dog's
That's
barking.
That's the meantime dog.
You know what he's trying to say?
It's 10:01.
He's trying to say it's too hot to trot.
Ow!
You're listening to Too Hot to Trot, the best song by the Commodores. This ain't no Lionel Richie ballad, man. Yeah, this ain't no easy like Sunday mornings.
Yeah.
The Commodores, baby.
Well, you're too hot to trot now, baby. Well, you're too hot to stop.
Woo!
Baby! Well, you're too hot to trot now, baby. Well, you're too hot to stop.
Woo! Baby!
The things that you do.
Community radio station serves only to open its airwaves to responsible, divergent points of view.
Ow.
The opinions expressed on this program do not reflect the views of WAIF, its staff, or Board of Trustees. They reflect Chris and Rob's views or the views of their guests. Thank you for listening to WAIF Cincinnati. And now, grinding sacred cows into radio hamburger, Here's your hosts, the two and only Chris and Rob, starring in the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. To be on tonight's program, call now 749-1444. Or if you're calling from outside the 275 loop, put a 513 before it and call 513-749-1444. And make sure to check out Chris and Rob on the internet at CincinnatiAtlas.com. And now, finally, here's Chris and Rob.
Ow.
Ow.
You know, they got the guy from Earth, Wind & Fire does that, too. He goes, ow.
What about the guy who said, well, I'm raw, coast on
ow. I'm Chris.
And you're Catherine Hepburn.
Ow.
And I'm Rob.
And together, we're the Catherine Hepburn and Rob Late Night Talk Show. And we're happy to be here. If you'd like to call in, the phone number is 749-1444. But all calls tonight must start with some dude going, ow.
Ow.
Or some chick has to go, ow, wow.
Ow.
I always, you know, when I was a kid, I thought, when I grew up.
You're going to be the owl?
I either wanted to be the white guy in the time, or I wanted to be the guy in Earth, Wind & Fire that went, ow.
Ow. Can you spin a horn around your finger?
I can learn. I can spin a lot of things around my finger, Rob. All right, what do we want to do first?
Because you're the coolest if you're spinning a horn and just every once in a while when you're going to the left, then to the right, and then to the center, then to the left, then like every fifth time.
Ow.
Mm-hmm. Then you go back to spinning.
That's the gig I'm looking for.
Do that for
instead, I'm here doing a show with you.
Do that for 100 minutes a night, 250 times a year. Ow. But if you get that ow in the wrong place, man, you throw off the groove. It's an underappreciated art. Well, Chris, I tell you what, dude. There are so many daggone things that we need to tackle today. Just things have been welling up and welling up and building and building and building. And finally, it's at a breaking point and we can just splurge it all over. It's about time we finally get this very rare and appreciated opportunity to do the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show here at WAIF.
And there's nothing we'd rather be doing.
An ow.
Except maybe going ow in a funk band.
That'd be pretty cool.
Remember Hot Chocolate?
You sexy thing?
This is, Beautiful Lady. Or on the other side, Don't Stop It Now.
Which one has the most owls?
I don't know. We'll find it. This is from 76, though. It's Hot Chocolate from 1976. I don't know if this was a hit or not, but...
Dude, if it's Hot Chocolate, they're all hits. They're all hot, nasty hits. Ow, sticky hits.
Here's a song by Hot Chocolate from 76. It's called Don't Stop It Now.
Wow.
Now. Like a deep-fried Twinkie stuffed with bacon and covered with almonds, Chris and Rob are good all over. You're listening to Chris and Rob on WAIF.
So the dude calls in and he says, hey, the first guy that went ow in a funk band was that guy Sugarfoot from the Ohio Players.
That's a Love Roller Coaster guy, right?
Yeah. Roller Coaster, ow.
But he also said Love Roller Coaster, didn't he?
Something like that.
Yeah, he actually said a whole sentence. So he expanded the genre. He didn't just say, wow. He said, Love Roller Coaster.
It's a skate party Tuesday night here at the Chris and Rob Show. If you would like to call in your skate request, we'll be doing a slow skate in a little bit, so stay tuned for the slow skate. You can even skate around with your hand on your girlfriend's butt. It'll be great. We won't even send an escort out there to move your hand up over her butt and above her belt. It's going to be the best slow dance Tuesday night skate you ever saw. It's going to be killer.
And you can put your hand right in the back pocket of her Jordache.
Yeah.
So, Chris, you know, Christmas is coming up.
It is?
Yeah, just like 3 or 4 months.
I was going to say, today's September 15th or something? What is today? The 19th. It's the 19th already?
Yeah, dude.
Boy, time flies.
But anyway, the perfect Father's Day gift or Christmas gift is a Pete Rose signed baseball where he writes,
"Hey, you know,
I'm sorry I bet on baseball, Pete Rose."
What, is he actually doing those?
He did 30 of them.
30 of them?
He did at least 30
of them.
The story. What's
he charging for them?
Well, the story out now is he did them for a buddy who made him a lot of money at these card shows, because Pete Rose, for the last, 15, 20 years, has basically made his living when not writing books that are self-serving and don't go all the way. When he's not doing that, he also goes all over the country and he signs his name. So somebody books these autograph shows for Pete. And Pete said, hey, I'll do this guy a solid, and I'll sign a whole crap load of baseballs with the signature, "I'm sorry I bet on baseball, Pete Rose."
Man.
He didn't sign one for the dude. He signed 30.
I'd like to have at least one of those.
Well, the dude died.
Oh, the dude who had the 30 of them?
Yeah, the dude died. So now they're going up on auction, and Pete's all like, I didn't know they'd go up on auction. You signed 30-some...
Pete isn't known for being the most brilliant athlete that ever graduated from Cincinnati Reds University. You know what I mean? He's no Doug Bear. You know what I'm saying?
He's a Falcon. Doug Bear's a Falcon. That's right. Why Doug Bear's so smart.
Because Doug Bear has an education.
He went to BG.
Right.
But if
Pete went to Western Hills.
Barely.
Yeah.
But if the dude makes his living setting up autograph shows, and you sign 30 very uniquely signed balls for him, Pete, don't you think there's a chance the dude is going to sell them at some point? What's he going to do? Put them in a box and keep them in his closet? So anyway, Pete said he didn't know they would go on public auction. And he couldn't guess how much people will bid for the apology baseball.
Are they on eBay or something?
Well,
if they're on eBay, I'd bid on one. I might not win if it's like $3,000, but I'd bid on one. I'd love to give that, if I know my dad's listening or not, but I'd love to give my dad one.
If you just get a ball that says Pete Rose on his website, it's about $87. If you get a ball that says Hit King Pete Rose, it's about $104. So if he gets an extra $15 for riding Hit King, how much extra is he going to try to get for I'm sorry I bet on baseball? But Pete's not going to get any of the money.
What if Pete Rose had a baseball and he signed it, Pete Rose, I have a haircut like Prince Valiant? What would that go for?
Well, that he used to look cool like Prince Valiant, yeah, or Jimmy Connors. Now he's
Jimmy Connors.
Remember Jimmy Connors had that same,
the tennis player?
Yeah, that same Davy Jones haircut. But the same Paul Simon haircut. But now Pete's not going to get any of the money. He's got some kind of weird orange crew cut. And can he just chill for a while? Is there anything that he says no to? Has there been any business offer that ever came down the pike that Pete said, I don't think that would make me look good, I don't want to do it?
Yeah.
Hey, Pete, will you sign these 30 balls that say, I'm sorry I bet on baseball?
Wonder if people are going to ask us to
sign
some baseballs. And
we'll sign a baseball. I'm sorry I bet on baseball, Chris and Rob.
I'm going to get a baseball and say, I'm sorry I called Rob fat, Chris.
$89.99.
$89.99,
CincinnatiAtlas.com.
Okay, there you go.
You can get that bidding up there. We got to get the balls. So if somebody wants to donate the balls and then an ink pen, we'll go ahead and we'll get that up.
Well, we can't support our own ink pen. I mean, I know this is a shoestring operation here at the Chris and Rob Show.
Do you think Pete brings his own Sharpie?
Oh, hell no.
And when Pete shows up, you know what his job is now? In one of these casinos in Las Vegas, they have a sports memorabilia shop. Because these casinos in Las Vegas now are tiny cities anymore. In one of those casinos in Sin City, Pete goes there like once or twice a month, and for 2 hours, you get people fresh off the pound hot dogs and fresh off the all-you-can-eat shrimp buffet waddling over with their fanny packs to buy an autographed Pete Rose stuff. That's how he makes his living now, is he sits in a chair and he signs autographs, and people say, Pete, I love you.
That's what I want to be when I grow up.
Except you sign, here's your ball.
Ow. Ow. I wanted to be in the Ohio Players. Ow.
Well, it would take you too long because when he signed it, best wishes. Ow. That takes too long. Just go right to the room.
Here's a song title that could be taken the wrong way. It's by Diana Ross. It's called Touch Me in the Morning.
That's a good one.
I bet it.
I remember that one. I think that's sort of a slow song. I think you might want to go ahead and
we'll air check it real quick and see what Touch Me in the Morning.
What do you do that when you like you grab the right hand and then you put your other hand behind your back? Oh, it's not a slow song at all.
It's kind of a disco song.
This song's been recorded under 18 different names at least.
What do you think? There she is talking like she used to doing the Supremes. Yeah. I got a better Diana Ross.
Oh, I remember this
song.
Yeah, touching. Okay.
I got another Diana Ross song that we'll play later.
Lionel Richie's not on it, is he?
No. I will not play that.
This isn't a prom theme or a wedding theme, is it?
No, we're not. No, it's a skate party. It's a Chris and Rob Tuesday night skate party. I'm Chris.
And I'm Rob.
Slow Skate's going to be in about 20 minutes, so stay tuned, kids, for Slow Skate. Slow Skate's coming up.
You'll probably need your energy, children, for the Slow Skate, so get yourself a nice, fresh, salted pretzel. With a little cup of that Yowler cheese that comes right out of the bottom of the pretzel thing. It's so good.
Love is higher than a mountain. Love is thicker than water. You are this dreamer's only dream. Heaven's angel, devil's daughter. Save my mind. Should I go with her on side? She'll drive me crazy in the end, and I should leave this paradise, but I can't leave her. While I need her more than she needs you, that's what I'm living for. She'll leave me crying in the end, wandering through the afterglow, but I can't leave her. While I need her more than she needs you, that's what I'm praying for.
Chris and Rob want to hear from you. No, really, they do. Call now, 513-749-1444. That's 513-749-1444. You're listening to Chris and Rob on WAIF.
So in today's consumer society where everything is marketed and it's all about marketing and everything has a marketing angle or a pitch or a headline or a slogan, you'd think that, you know, they target even more to kids. Kids have more slogans and they do more consumer targeting to kids than ever before. And I used to like Sesame Street when I was a kid, didn't you?
Oh, everybody liked Sesame Street.
What's not to like about Sesame Street? You got Big Bird and you got Oscar the Grouch. You got Bert and Ernie introducing kids to the gay lifestyle. And then you got Elmo. Remember Elmo?
Right, well, he was a little bit after our childhood, but he's very popular, successful.
Yeah,
character.
And he was one of the cutest Sesame Street Muppets ever, was Elmo. And then they had Tickle Me Elmo, and he would go, eh, right?
He always referred himself as Elmo, which was slightly annoying.
Right. Oh, hi, Elmo say.
Yeah.
Right. Elmo don't like that.
You know, that kind of stuff.
I'll say it again. Elmo likes that.
Oh, yeah, that's pretty good.
Elmo wants SpaghettiOs. All right, so you know how nowadays everything is extreme. You got extreme this, extreme that, extreme wrestling, extreme Mountain Dew. Now they have an extreme Elmo.
Extreme Mountain Dew.
How can you have an extreme? They do have an extreme Mountain Dew.
I know, but Mountain Dew, talk about marketing, dude. The whole notion of when we were kids and Mountain Dew was the drink of the redneck mullet dudes.
Yeah,
that's who drank Mountain Dew.
We're rednecks.
It was the redneck mullet dude pop, and now all of a sudden it's like the yo dude, what's happening? I'm cool. Give me some love. Don't leave me hanging. I'm gonna go skateboarding.
Some extreme Mountain.
Yeah, I got some extreme.
Regular
Mountain Dew
doesn't jolt me up enough.
Dig my baggy pants, yo, and my boxer shorts.
Yo,
I'm drinking MDX.
So what? How can Elmo be? Is it extremely cute? Is that the extreme Elmo? Is it he's more extremely cute than last year's Elmo? What's the deal?
Well, what happens is he still laughs, but he also slaps his knee.
Ah, oh, that's extreme.
You'll fall.
Does he fart too?
My gosh, I'm talking about Elmo here, not Oscar the Grouch.
I apologize.
What's that garbage can smell like? A dude that eats banana peels and paper for a living. What's that garbage can smell like?
He sleeps in a shoe. He sleeps in an old shoe.
Does he? Is that what he sleeps in?
In the bottom of that garbage. You know, I think there's only one episode in the history of Sesame Street where they show you inside the garbage can.
And it's a big shoe?
And I think he sleeps in a shoe.
He's huge. How big is he? A 30-gallon garbage or whatever, a regular, say, garbage can. Oscar the Grouch is probably bigger than Possum. He's probably bigger than a large midget. If Oscar the Grouch was a munchkin, he probably would have been one of the taller munchkins. And he lives in a garbage can. He doesn't get a, he hardly gets to turn around, whatever. But anyway, Tickle Me Elmo, you know what? He'll slap his knee for you. He's now extreme. He'll fall to the floor. He'll roll over, and he'll pound his arm. And that's what makes him extreme, the arm pounding stuff.
That's pretty cool.
I guess he like falls on the floor and starts,
Elmo thinks you're funny.
And does that.
I love 2.5 men. Elmo, you're cracking me up, Charlie Sheen.
So Tickle Me, so that's your two Christmas shopping must-have so far. First being the Pete Rose, I'm Sorry I Bet on Baseball signed ball.
Okay.
And then the second one is the TMX.
The Extreme Elmo.
The TMX. Go into your Toys R Us. Dude, you got the TMX. I'm drinking a DMX. Listening to DMX. Isn't there a band called DMX, too?
Yeah, well, yeah, there's a DJ called DMX called DMX. It's very confusing.
It's way too complicated.
Yes, it is.
Now they'll be confused with Elmo, too.
Everybody makes mistakes.
Beautiful. Just look at it. Beautiful.
Hey, there's Oscar. Hey, wait a minute, Oscar. What are you doing?
Oh, I'm throwing all my beautiful trash out on the sidewalk so I can look at it. Anything wrong with that?
As a matter of fact, there is something wrong with that, you know. You're dirtying up Sesame Street.
What do you mean? It's just some trash on a little bit of the sidewalk.
Sure, but stop and think. Now, what would happen if everybody dropped all their trash on the sidewalk? You take a little fruit gum wrapper and toss it on the ground.
Oh, yeah.
Mix it up good with a popsicle stick and an old paper cup you found.
Oh, ow.
Add an empty tube of toothpaste.
Yeah.
Now dump it where all can see. And you got a glop, glop, grungy glug garden where the playground used to be.
But Susan, I like all empty tubes of toothpaste all crumpled up.
Yeah, but a lot of people don't, you know.
Oh, yeah?
You take a great big smoky chimney, puff smoke in the air.
Yeah, lots of yucky smoke.
Mix it up good with a diesel truck and just blow it everywhere.
Yeah, blow it all around.
Now add a dash of haze of sunshine, just peeping through a skinny yellow tree. And you got a glock, glock, grungy glug garden.
Even I like flowers.
Making a mess may be all right and quite a sight to see. But be quite sure before you mess things up that you can clean up this mess before it messes up me. You take a lot of trash and just dump it in the bottom of the sea.
Yeah, way down deep.
The octopuses and the oysters won't complain to you and me. Well, someday you might just get hungry for a tuna fish fricassee.
Ow!
And you got a glop, glop, grungy glug garden where the ocean used to be.
No more ocean?
A glop, glop, grungy glug garden where the playground used to be.
No more playground?
No! Up all that trash and put it back in your trash can.
All right, I'll put it back.
Oh, thank you.
Putting the pickle on your hamburger and the baby powder in your drawers. This is Chris and Rob on WAIF.
Hey, Rob, will you put all that garbage from your house back in your house and get it off the street?
Hey, I like an empty tube of toothpaste.
But yeah, you're dirtying up the street. You should put all your garbage back in your house. Hey, I'm Chris.
And I'm Rob.
And together,
we're the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. And Chris, that's great.
Hold on. What's the meantime? Dog's barking. What time is it?
10:29.
Take a bite at a time. Okay, so
that's a perfect song to get us into our next topic.
What's our next topic?
Filth.
Filth?
Disease.
That's always our topic.
Germs.
Isn't filth our topic every week?
The University of Arizona, a microbiologist out there, Charles Gerba, PhD, recently did a study and was paid for by, a big giant company. But he did a study to find out what occupations put you, the worker, in contact with the most bacteria.
Ugh.
You would think number one would be grouch.
Right.
Because you live there in a garbage can. Okay, you want to know what number nine is?
What?
A lawyer.
Really?
I guess because you got to go in jail. Is that the deal? You go to jails?
Well, what about the guys that work in the sewer, the guys that work at the sewer plant, the garbage men, the guys that work for the dumpster company, and truck drivers?
They're not on here.
And people that work at your office who have to sit near you.
Publicist?
Doctors and nurses and healthcare. Yeah, Jim just said healthcare people. Dentists. What about the dentist? He's in your mouth.
You got lawyer, then publicist, which I guess if you're hanging out with Paris Hilton and Nicole Richie and these other people that have publicists, those people are filthy.
My publicist doesn't seem to have a problem.
Consultant,
which
that's anything. I guess because as you go into some place and you consult for a while, then
right,
you get sick and leave. Television producer.
What? Drugs.
Yeah, right. That's all the drugs. Okay. Yeah. Number five, your favorite doctor. So as you said, okay. Yeah. You would think that when you're basically the whole point of your being is for sick people to walk in the door, you would think that would be the most bacterial place you'd ever come across. Number four, radio DJ.
Hello.
Radio here DJ number
you
four.
You can take that right out of my studio right now.
Number four is radio DJ because you talk into microphones, which are basically incubators.
And everybody that works at this radio station is sickly and sneezes on this. People have been sneezing and coughing on the microphone all day, and here I am talking into the same one.
And into the telephone.
You know, right before our show, they got that Cajun show with Robin and Joni Lacey.
Yeah.
And those guys being it, they're into the Cajun and everything.
Mm-hmm.
They're full of germs and filth, and you've seen their teeth before. They got stuff in their teeth, and they're talking into the microphone, and they got the Cajun music and the accordion, and they eat crawfish. They eat crawfish. They eat crawfish. That's the filthiest creature on the planet, and they eat those.
And it just sticks in their teeth. They have like a whole tail.
Yeah.
A whole tail, two eyes.
And now look at this microphone.
Sometimes, like, if Robin or Joni smile at you, they got four eyes.
Right. It's gross.
They got two above their nose and two between their lips.
We love their radio show, and we love their band, but, you know, so coming in the studio after them, it's like come walking into Oscar the Grouch's garbage can.
It's terrible.
It's just
absolutely. So after Radio DJ, and the doorknobs around here, you know, people can't find a paper towel. They just, you know, use the doorknob. Number three, banker, which that makes a lot of sense because of the money.
Money's filthy.
Money's gross.
You know, my grandpa always said to me when I was little,
he said,
don't put money in your mouth.
Not even to pick your teeth?
I'm not making this up. When I was like 5 years old, before my grandpa died, he'd take me down to Winton Lake. We'd go fishing.
Yeah.
And he'd always say, son, don't put money in your mouth.
So you're fishing in Winton Lake for carp.
And he's telling you about not to put money in my mouth. Hey, if anybody out there listening has a saying that their grandpa told them that's smarter than that, I can't think of anything that's a more valuable thing to tell a five-year-old than don't put money in your mouth. Give us a call here at the Chris and Rob Show, 513-749-1444.
We'll get back to the list in a second, but not that long ago, Chris, earlier this year.
You put some money in your mouth?
I was at Winton Woods.
Okay.
And I'm taking a power walk around the lake.
Uh-huh.
And there's a dude, and he catches a carp.
Okay.
All right?
Mm-hmm.
And he gonna eat that carp.
All right.
He doesn't have a stringer, and he doesn't have a basket to put it in. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So you know what he does have?
What's he put in a backpack?
No, he has a plastic bag from Kroger.
Okay.
Or Thriftway or somewhere. All right. So he has this plastic bag with the handles on it like you get at the grocery store.
Mm-hmm.
And he tries to tack that down onto the shore and then fill it up with water, and he wants to put the carp in it.
Why?
So the carp still stays alive, you know. So it's still fresh when you take it home and eat it.
Okay.
Of course, this doesn't work. And of course, the carp remains captured for all of about 15 seconds, as anybody anywhere could have easily predicted.
And you're still standing there watching all this?
And I'm watching this, and the guy says, damn, that keeps happening.
Before we go to the next caller, real quick, what's the rest of your list?
Banker because of the money, accountant I guess because of the money, and just people who need accountants like rock stars.
What number are we at now?
Well, number one is of course teacher, because you don't have 30 students, you have 30 germ factories.
Melvin, you're on the Chris and Rob Show. Go.
Yeah, my grandpa, my grandma used to always tell me, boy, whatever you do, don't never unscrew your belly button, because if you do, your butt's going to fall off.
There's some truth to that.
I used to laugh, picture myself walking around without a butt.
Well, that's wise words that your grandpa told you, Melvin, and I hope that you remember them every day of your life.
I sure do.
Okay, thanks for your call, Melvin.
Bye.
Words of wisdom, though, from Melvin and his grandpa.
If you unscrew your belly button, your butt will fall off.
That's right.
According to Melvin's grandfather.
Mm-hmm. That's funny, because I got an email today that said the same thing. It's a small world.
Melvin's grandpa is on your email list?
Yeah, he sent me an email today.
How about that? That's unbelievable.
I think that one's going around.
If your grandpa ever told you anything... 513-749-1444.
Rob, what did your grandpa ever tell you?
What did my grandpa ever tell me?
Let me take a guess on something he didn't tell you.
Uh-huh, boy.
When you eat lunch at the all-you-can-eat buffet, don't get any food on your shirt. If you do, clean it off. Is that what he told you? Because if he did, you weren't listening. You weren't listening.
I remember one night, my grandpa on my dad's side is sitting there. Right, and he's got a beer belly at this point in his life,
mm-hmm.
if you can believe that or not.
Your dad did?
My dad's dad, my grandpa.
Your grandpa, okay.
My grandpa.
Your grandpa had a beer belly.
Right, and he's got the horseshoe hair, he's got the beer belly, and he's sitting there, and he's drinking beer after beer after beer, champagne velvet. He's drinking these beers.
Okay.
And he starts slapping his stomach. And he says, Robbie, that is all beer. And I said, no, it's not, Grandpa. There's some food in there, too. And he said, nope. I pooped it all out.
And this is what our show has become?
Well, that's what you asked me what my grandpa ever said to me.
That's the only thing you remember. After that, he died, and I was into Grandpa, huh?
No, I remember a lot of stuff, but he didn't say anything like, you know, don't unscrew your belly button or your buttocks will fall off. But he did say that. And I was just amazed watching him take aspirin with beer. I thought that was really
even in my heady
thing.
Undergraduate days, I didn't do that. Yeah. I had more taste, and I'd always wash my aspirin down with like a shot of Jägermeister.
Well, if you retire from Armco, you're a little bit tougher than your typical.
All right, is it time for
guy.
Slow Dance Tuesday yet, or what?
I think
slow,
so,
is it time
man.
For
yeah.
slow
People
skate
have been
Tuesday?
Waiting for 37 minutes to get close.
It's time for Slow Skate Tuesday. We've been doing a skate party tonight. Rob, do you want to talk about the snack bar again?
Snack bar is open. We have Red Pop and we have Orange Fanta.
Do we?
Yeah,
that's good. Do we have some of that caramelized popcorn?
We got the popcorn. We got the fresh popcorn made just last Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
And we have some butter left over from the movie theater that we'll put on it for you. Right.
Well, if we're going to do a slow skate Tuesday, what do you think we're going to slow skate to?
A big fat woman.
A big fat guy.
A big fat guy.
Who's the sexiest big fat guy that ever was?
Me?
No.
Barry.
Special on skate rentals.
No.
Rent one skate, get the other free.
No food on the skating floor, please.
Hey, we're going to play a Barry White vocal here in a minute.
Quit trying to jump up and touch the mirror ball. It's Chris and Rob, WAIF. And you can tune in Thursday from 5 to 6 p.m. for Larry Arnett's The Bottom Line. Here at WAIF 88.3 FM, check out the truth behind the headlines. Check out the stories and never make the front page. Be informed. Stay in touch every Thursday, 5 to 6, WAIF.
great vocal happening here. Rock, we just got a news bulletin that Willie Nelson got arrested.
Yes, this just in. Well, no, Sunday evening, Willie got arrested. I think it got to happen Sunday.
Man, I was out of town for a bit. I miss all the big news stories when I go out of town. Tell me what happened to Willie Nelson.
Well, what happened to Willie Nelson was he was on tour because, you know, Willie tours.
Nonstop. Yeah. He was just in Cincinnati a few weeks ago.
Yeah. Well, he's on tour again. This time I think he's in somewhere in Louisiana. They pull his bus over. They open the doors of the bus.
And what was the bus pulled over for? You're talking about the redheaded stranger.
Or the honeysuckle rose.
No. Well, his current bus is the redheaded stranger.
Okay, the current bus is the redheaded stranger?
Yeah.
Okay, I thought it was the honeysuckle rose.
That might have been his old bus.
But his bus got pulled over. Who knows? You know, you get a bus. Because why do you pull over a bus? Because you can get a massive, you know, your ticket for a bus is how much more than a car? It's a lot more than a car. So it's probably worth like 3-4 tickets to that one cop. So whatever, lane change or some nonsensical thing, but they got Willie when he opened the doors, and I guess a Cheech and Chong like cloud. Remember when Chong opened the door of the van?
Yeah, and all the smoke comes out.
Well, I guess it was sort of like that, and the cop said he had a very strong smell of marijuana.
You're saying they found marijuana and some of those magic mushrooms?
They found a pound and a half of marijuana, which is, that's a shoebox full. That's pretty good. That's a lot.
That's a lot.
That's a work boot shoebox full.
Yeah.
And they found one-fifth of a pound of mushrooms, which seemed like an odd measurement. That's of mushrooms.
From what I know of pounds and stuff, one-fifth of a pound is less than an ounce.
No.
No?
I think one-fifth of a pound, like
Three ounces. I thought 4 ounces were a pound. Man,
16 ounces are a pound, dude.
We should have had that metric system back in the 70s. Remember that we were going to have the metric system?
4 ounces is...
I don't know how much...
4 ounces is 0.25 pounds. 3 ounces is... I don't know. So it's somewhere between... It's probably 3.5 ounces of mushrooms-ish, somewhere in there.
You know, considering that I buy drugs like you buy Twinkies, you'd think I'd know.
Well, I thought that, you know, shrooms are always measured in grams, dude.
Yeah, because they're all from...
Yeah, they're all so light.
They're all from Europe.
Yeah, they're all light. And he also had a big jar of peanut butter and lots of rye bread. They didn't mention that, but I'm just assuming. If he had the mushrooms, he had the peanut butter and the wheat or rye bread to go along with it. So Willie Nelson, they released him, though. So he's probably right now on stage pointing his finger towards the heavens singing behind the beat.
Right.
And thrilling the heck out of the audiences that go see Willie Nelson because he always puts on a fine show.
So we're doing a skate party tonight, and we were trying to find a slow song by Barry White, and I wound up playing all the instrumentals. But that's okay because everybody loves the Love Unlimited Orchestra, right?
Oh, who doesn't?
Even Greenwich likes the Love Unlimited, mm-hmm. But Greenwich is kind of a pushover for a romantic song.
Yeah.
In case you just tuned in, that's Greenwich the Mean Time Dog. Take a bite out of time. It's 11:15, and it's time for 17 Days. Do you know what I mean?
Mm.
Yeah, exactly. 17 Days.
you're the one who's always lonely. But I'm the one who's always alone.
Here I sit in my lonely room, looking for my sunshine.
Spicy like mustard and smooth like mayonnaise. Chris and Rob on WAIF.
I'm spicy.
And I'm smooth.
And together, we're the Chris and Rob.
Spicy and late smooth. Late
what are we?
Spicy and smooth.
Spicy and smooth.
Spicy and smooth.
Okay, so we had a call on hold, but the guy hung up, right?
Right.
The guy's name was Blair. He's a freak. He likes to go to the mall and hang out with his brother
Not
Paul.
Not just the mall.
He by the waterfall.
The Forest Fair Mall.
That's right.
Get a cookie stall.
But if anybody wants to call into the program, we do it like this. Anybody can call anytime and talk about anything they want. Keep it clean. Everything's cool. 513-749-1444. You can call long distance. If you use 513, we accept international calls. You can listen to the show on the internet. So if you're driving around, you get out of range, go to the internet to the Chris and Rob website at cincinnatiatlas.com/Chris and Rob. Go to chriscomerradio.com. You'll find us through a Google search under Chris and Rob or something like that. You'll figure it out. And here we are. We do this every week. We've been doing it since 1954. Jack Benny got us our first big break in radio. We started doing it then. In the 70s, a couple times, Johnny Carson let us co-host, but it didn't really take off. David Brenner got the job instead of us. And then Jay Leno got David Brenner's job, which was a real shame. Whatever happened to David Brenner?
Well, he's still around. He's very upset about everything. Yeah. He comes out and he's very angry now.
In the 70s, we went through our disco phase, and Rob's disco name was Disco Rob.
Why do they put 10 hot dogs in the package, but the buns only come in 8 or 12?
In the 80s, we had real bad haircuts, but it didn't matter because we're on radio. And since then, we've been doing the Chris and Rob show, and we've been here ever since.
That was David Brenner's big joke.
I know. It's a dumb joke.
I'm riding the subway, and I'm sitting on a newspaper. There happens to be a newspaper on the chair as I get onto the subway and I sit down, and I just happen to sit down on a newspaper. Wow. And this woman says to me, "Excuse me, are you reading that paper?" I said no, and I stood up and I gave her the paper. But then the next time it happened, just on the way to the show here tonight, I'm on the subway, and again, I just happened to sit down on a newspaper on the subway, because the newspapers are all over the subway, and I'm sitting there on this newspaper, and another woman comes up to me and says, "Excuse me, sir, are you reading that newspaper?" I said, "Yes, I am." I stood up, turned the page, and sat back down. Thank you, everybody. That's another big David Brenner joke. Those are David Brenner's big bang, bang. Those are his big comedic riffs. But, Chris, here was a Chris and Rob exclusive from the WAIF newsroom last week. Here's an update.
What was the story
remember,
last week?
Well, last week we tackled the very controversial, sticky topic of fashion models that were too skinny.
Oh, yes, we did. The ones from Turkey or something.
Madrid, right? Spain.
Okay.
The people in Madrid, Spain said, "You too skinny. We want some weenie. We want some meat on your bones.
On the bone? Is that a more? Is that what he said? Is that a more?
We want some women with the meat on their bones."
I didn't know everyone in Spain talked like that little mouse.
Speedy Gonzalez. Speedy Gonzalez's fat, lazy cousin.
Oh, okay.
Speedy is fast.
Oh, yeah. I remember Speedy Gonzalez's fat, lazy cousin.
Yeah, and he had a cousin who's like three Speedy. "You want to date my sister?" He always said that. Well, he didn't say that. But anyway, so the guys who run Spain.
The guys who run Spain? I think his name is the King of Spain.
Yeah, the
that's
king.
What they call him.
I don't know if the king was involved or just like the dukes and earls of Spain.
Yeah.
They all said, you weaning, you're too skinny. You need to put a little meat on your bones.
Now, actually, there was some official thing where they said that you couldn't have runway models anymore if they didn't meet a certain weight requirement.
Right. Well, it was the body mass index. Like your typical person is like, what, 15% fat? I'm like 40% fat.
40 what? You mean 80?
Okay, 80? I'm 80% fat.
Thank you. Thank you.
Your typical person's 20. I'm 80.
Just because this is radio doesn't mean you can lie about something.
And
like
a runway model is like 2, which is unhealthy.
Hey, by the way, don't be so self-conscious about being 80% fat because, as you know, I'm 80% bald.
And I know you'll remind me of it again.
Yes, I will.
So, anyway, they want women with a little more realistic shape because I think you're like your average broad is.
Your average broad?
Is your average bean-eating Spanish. Average,
should we just stop the show now?
Your
and go
average
home?
Sangria drinking, bean eating Spanish broad is clocking in about 5'5" and like 130, 135.
That's probably about
that's
average.
A nice healthy weight.
Mm-hmm.
Well, your average sangria drinking, Tic Tac eating Spanish supermodel is like 5'9, 112. So they're still super duper skinny compared to the rest of the population. So they wanted to make it, give it a little bit more realistic. And, well, London came out and said, ew, can't do that. We like all ladies quite skinny. Thank you very much.
Yes, they did.
Yes. And that one broad from New York who ran the Elite Model Agency, Kathy Gould, said, hey, we need to have the women really skinny, okay? Because the guys like that, all right? That's the way we like to do it here in America. But now someone else has weighed in on it.
Who's that?
The Indians.
You mean the Indians from India or the American Indians?
The dots.
Okay. The ones from the Indian subcontinent.
Right. The Indian subcontinent. They have come out, and the Indian health minister said that they do not want waif-like, not meaning waif, W-A-I-F, but, you know, skinny, scrawny, twiggy, Kate Moss-type looking models on the catwalk because they act as role models for thousands of girls. And if you've seen any of these Indian girls who are like the most beautiful women in the world who make all these crazy movies where they sing and dance and they make like 80 of these movies a year.
Mm-hmm.
Those chicks are all hot and they're all curvy. And they're close enough to Africa to have the caboose.
Right, I got you.
It's not like they're that part of, that's why they're the subcontinent because they combine the best
of all the other continents.
Of the, you know, of the silky Chinese women with their silky sleeves. Then they combine that with the kabunk of the African
right,
continent.
I got you.
So that's why they're their own subcontinent.
Yeah, I got your subcontinent right here.
So
I got a subcontinent for you.
So the Indian people, they don't want super skinny. When the Times of India quoted Ramadas on Tuesday saying that many girls in India cities and small towns are suffering from osteoporosis due to strict dieting. Thank you very much.
Yeah, is that what they said?
I don't know who I am talking to. Dello! India faces both problems, obesity and osteoporosis.
Is that so?
Dude, if you're going to have cobwebbed bones, which osteoporosis is loss of calcium in your bones turn into, you know, they get channels and cobweb-looking things in them, you don't want to be extra fat. You should take your calcium pills if you're fat. Though many more suffer from obesity, the number of young girls starving to become thin-like models is also rocketing. Excuse me, I have to go beat an unwashed. There is an unwashed trying to look at me, and I must make him suffer. But, so anyway, the Indians are on board with the Madridians.
Okay.
So if you get the Madridians, you know, and then...
Will you stop? Will you stop with this
Indians,
now?
Dello,
I've had enough.
The Dellos and the Yamals together. Yeah. It's going to be some... So anyway, I came out last week on the side of the Madridians, and I fully support the Madridians in their campaign to get
I remember the conversation from last week because we said back
no,
in the
you
old
don't.
Yes I, well I,
yeah
no I don't you're right I don't remember a thing no back in the olden times a more Rubenesque woman was more socially appealing in a more general sort of way because you'd have these paintings and these Rubenesque women, but nowadays with the mass media and the Barbie dolls and the Twiggy and the Susan Anton and all this
Skinny
the Susan Hancock.
You know what I mean? You got the Britney and all this, and the Paris right. Hilton and
the Susan
Jessica Simpson and the Charlie's
Audrey
Angels.
Landers.
Yeah, all that. So nowadays, with the Barbie dolls, it's more fashionable for these women to be all skinny and unhealthy.
Right.
Damn unhealthy. And that's not good. You gotta eat.
But even if you just go back a few years ago, I think Susan Anton actually dated Dudley Moore, the great English comedian.
I remember that.
And she was like 6 feet, and he's 5'6", uh-huh. and you got your Mutton Jeff, and it's very funny. But in that movie that he played in, the movie 10, mm-hmm. Bo Derek was not a rail. Bo Derek was a woman.
Yeah.
And she was the 10. And, you know, Blake Edwards, who of course ended up marrying her. But Blake Edwards could have picked any woman in the world. Because she didn't really act all that much in that movie, if I recall.
No,
she mostly
ran
jogged on the
motion.
Beach.
Yeah, slow motion.
And she did it quite
motion.
Well.
Yeah, she did.
She perfected her craft.
Mm-hmm.
Her craft being jogging while wet.
That's a craft. I'm working on that craft, by the way. I'm working on that, too.
And she had the cornrows. She was mm-hmm. like a white girl with cornrows. The first white girl I ever saw at the cornrows.
Hot. Just I was hot.
And she would jog on the beach and come boom, 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 and Dudley Moore would look at her through a telescope and then fall down to the shoreline.
Mm-hmm.
And it was all funny. But she had something to bounce.
Mm-hmm.
Now they got these skinny chicks on the catwalks. Nobody wants to look at them wet or dry.
Right.
So I'm on the favor. Are you with me on this?
Yes, I am.
Okay, so it's me, you, the Indians, and the Spaniards.
Right.
Jim? Jim's with us, too.
Right, okay.
So there's five of us. We can get some stuff done.
All right. This is a Chris and Rob show on WAIF. The phone number is 513-749-1444.
We'll have some more news out of the subcontinent of India after we get back to the disco skate party.
It's 11 o'clock on WAIF.
Take a bite out of time.
Well, you know that song, River Deep, Mountain High? Ain't no mountain high enough. Ain't no valley low enough. You know that song?
Oh, I think you're combining two songs.
No.
River what about deep? My love is like a river running soul deep?
That's a different song.
Okay.
That's the Box Tops.
And I think your song's a different song, too.
Well, I was going to say, there's lots of versions of River Deep, Mountain High.
Okay.
I think Ike and Tina had the biggest hit with it.
Mm-hmm.
Who else did a version of it?
Ain't no mountain high enough, ain't no valley low enough.
Ain't no.
I think just like an all-chick band did it, too.
Well, a lot of people done it.
Right.
A lot of the old soul people did it back right. in the 60s, the Motown people. I found a version by Diana Ross.
WAIF Cincinnati.
This is Diana Ross doing River Deep, Mountain High, spoken as only Diana Ross can speak it. Pay attention. There'll be a quiz later.